Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Bam Bam, the zombie. Ooh, God, you need sleep, dude. You look terrible. I hate to say that, but I'm your friend. Hi, BP. Hi, Lizzie. I don't know. I guess it hit me in the afternoon. I got super tired, but I don't know. My body has been so used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning for so long. I just got up and it was four. So, but I got tired in the afternoon for sure. I hope you're doing well, Lizzie. Good to see you. Well, hello and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you all for your continued love, support, likes, shares, and downloads. Yes. All right. We kind of go over, I'm going to go over the weather, and then I go over trending, and then a little bit about gratitude, and then I get into the trending is usually about food and music, and then I get into music for the last 45 minutes, and it'll be Motown. I'll be getting back into some Motown again today. So today is Monday, March 13th. Today in Denver, it's currently 22 degrees, and we're going to get to 51. Yay, spring's coming, sunny skies. And I don't know if Jesse comes in today. It's his birthday. Corey, I believe is his real name. I haven't seen him in a while. In Canada, for my friend Ryan and Kimberly, where they feed the little deers. It's -2, feels like -4. You guys are warming up. You're out of like the 33 below zero crazy stuff. And you guys will be warm. Although it says you guys are having sleet and it's gonna be turning to rain. That's what it says. And well, in Ontario, -1 feels like -3, a high of 1, and you guys are snowy all day again today, supposedly, continuing to snow. And then for BP, my friend, in Elwood, Pennsylvania, you're 0, and it feels like -2. They said you might get to 3, and you'll be overcast and rainy throughout the day. Anyway, I'm going to turn this music off and we're going to get to the word of the day today. Oh, wow. Forgot to turn off my notifications. So that was loud. The word of the day today is gratitude. And that is a quality of being thankful and readiness to show appreciation for a return of kindness. And I wrote, DJ has much gratitude to all of her friends, and I do. Most of all of you guys in here, I'm very, very grateful for. And then the quote of the day is, gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. And that is by Zig Ziglar. And I haven't heard his name in a long time. He was always kind of business, encouraging business, just like, you know, the quote he wrote, Zig Ziglar. And then it says, research indeed shows that practicing gratitude often, that is taking the time to recognize and appreciate the good things around you or the good things that people do for you, is good for all facets of health and well-being. Gratitude can help build resilience, strength in relationships, boost mental health, even improve improve markers of physical health like your blood pressure and sleep. For instance, one random clinical trial of 1,300 people found that those who were tasked with writing a daily gratitude list for 2 weeks scored higher on measures of subjective happiness and life satisfaction, had better moods, and reduced symptoms of depression compared to the others. So be grateful, be, you know, show gratitude to people. Remember, I kept saying, some of you guys thought I might have been joking, but the Dina Jo 2023 kindness movement, we need to do that. We need to show more kindness. I mean, you turn on the TV and all you see is nastiness. And I think that's why a lot of people come here, so that they don't have to, they can kind of escape that, all that nastiness out there, and be around someone. I mean, there's some in here, there always will be, but more than, you know, you guys go into ones that, you know, you surround yourself with good people. So yeah, it makes a difference. Oh, I thought I turned that down. I didn't do a very good job. So let me see. So be grateful. Let's see. Oh, here, look, here's a song about gratitude. Since my, it should play. Hopefully it's, there's no ads. Thank you, Bam Bam. Appreciate it. All gratitude. That's right, people. It totally fits. Thank you so much. And it, and you know what? It's so different than their normal. To me, I guess I haven't listened to a lot of their music. It's, it has like this funk to it. I like it. And then, I mean, that's why people judge people. People who look at them or listen to other music and think, oh, yeah, whatever. They're just punks. But they're singing about gratitude. You know, they're singing about being grateful, and that is what it's about, is being grateful. So yeah, thank you, Bam Bam. I appreciate it. It is positive, and we need to have more of that in our lives. So yeah, hi Elizabeth, welcome. You just came in time for trending. So to start off trending, I'm going to start with a recall for Yeti. If any of y'all have Yeti coolers or gear cases. And I think the gear cases they showed them, they just look like little teeny collapsible. Well, they look like they're small little coolers. Anyway, they're being recalled because I guess the front of them has a magnet, and the magnet is not supposed to, even though it's called a magnet, it's not supposed to come off, and it can come off. And they said that little kids and animals can choke on them. So those are being recalled, and it is the Yeti Hopper M30 soft cooler and the Hopper M20 soft cooler, soft backpack cooler. They're being kind of cool because they said that you just contact them and they'll send out a replacement, or they'll exchange it for free. And on top of it, they'll give you $25 bonus too, just because they're sorry. Most people don't do that. So I thought that was kind of cool. At least they're taking care of people. So if you have any of those, be careful if you have kids. Then I'm moving on to Miss Janet Jackson. She is doing a chronicle of her upcoming tour for a new documentary called Family First. Janet Jackson will have a film crew on hand as she embarks on her Together Again tour this year, chronicling the trek from her follow-up to her documentary, Janet Jackson. While the original documentary, I guess it aired on A&E and Lifetime last year, offered an overview of Jackson's life, career, and new projects for Janet. Family First will chronicle the present. And then the documentary will also examine the Jacksons' effort to reunite the Jackson family band for the first time in 40 years with her brother Randy. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. You're into Janet. Hi, NBYR. Welcome. I do like the song. I just want to get this in real quick. And then I forgot I wanted to tell you guys, I'm also trending here in Denver, and it has to do with flying. My wife saw Janet in Hawaii, and she went a trip to Hawaii to go see Janet Jackson. Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Wow. Hi, Annie. How are you? That's awesome. That would be like a really cool thing to win, just to be able to go. I mean, to fly to who? I mean, that's an expensive trip. And with flying, that's what I wanted to tell you before I got to Yeti and Janet Jackson. If anybody is going to be flying Frontier Airlines anytime soon, they've got some new rules, and they're taking you for your money, honey. They are stopping you at the, before you are allowed to get in, you know, before they, you know, they let you on the plane. And if your bags do not fit in this new little thing, they're going to charge you $100 at the gate. And the girl was saying that they had them filming this mom who was carrying, I'm surprised they didn't charge for the baby, because she was carrying the baby. She was carrying the baby. They made them take the blanket off the baby. The baby little Bior, you know, that little snuggly thing that you carry them on the chest. They made her take the baby out of that. They made her put all of that in her diaper bag. Or else they were going to charge her $100 for the blanket, $100 for the carrier, $100 for the diaper bag, because it was too big, because the other two didn't fit in it. And they did find out that these agents are getting a bonus for the more people they stop and make them pay $100 at the gate for the bag. I think that's pretty shitty. I really do, because to fly anywhere nowadays is so damn expensive. Hi, Noray. Welcome. And then to do that, it's just crazy. I'm not going to fly Frontier. And Frontier is a Denver-based airlines, and that just pisses me off. I can't believe that they would do that. That's just not cool. I don't think that's cool at all. I know. Just to and I'm a baby carrot. You know, I can't. I mean, I know they take strollers and all of that on there for free for the parents, and they put them up front. I wonder if they're going to start charging fees for that too. It's just insane. I mean, it's just for every little single thing they can charge you for, they can charge you for. I remember when I was little and my mom and dad were divorced, and my dad, we would fly to Chicago to go see him. And I remember back in the day, they would serve you like a little, it was like a little TV dinner tray for lunch or dinner. You would always, it wasn't just a little bag of peanuts, and everybody was friendly. And I mean, I guess you're smaller, so the seats do seem bigger, but it just, things have changed, man. You don't get anything, and they charge you for everything. It's just, I don't know. So if you're flying Frontier or any airlines for that matter, be sure to check and see if they're greedy little bastards and they're going to take you for your everything. Oh my gosh. That just made me mad when I heard that. That's a gangster shakedown racket. I know, especially the mom when she was saying that she made her take the baby out of the thing, was telling her, we're going to charge you for the blanket and this if you don't get it in the diaper bag. It was like, are you kidding me? You're going to charge her $300 right there just for that. Oh my gosh, that's just sickening. That's just sickening. All right, moving on. We're going to move on to a little Snoop Dogg. He's back in the news again too, man. This guy is an entrepreneur. Even though I have never was able to find his Snoop Dogg cereal that he had out, I did taste his wine, the red wine that he has. That was really good. He is now going to launch his own coffee brand, but it's not going to get you high, it says. Snoop Dogg is known for his entrepreneurial spirit. Like I said, the 19 Crimes wine. He also has a pet attire and accessories, which I had no idea he did that. A line of pet wear, a collaboration of food with food icon Martha Stewart for Bic lighters, which I have not seen yet either. He also has his own line of marijuana products under the name of Death Row Cannabis. But the coffee is going to be called Indo XYZ, capital I-N-D-O, and then a little XYZ. It says it's a gourmet coffee brand. It actually is short for Indonesian, which is where the beans are coming from. There's no, it says there's no THC or CBD in the products. However, Indo XYZ is only available online or in California. So a limited access to Snoop Dogg. But yeah, man, he's got his fingers in everything. And I think that's good. He's making money, you know, he's trying different things, but I had to take a drink of my coffee. So if you guys have you, his one pot farm is only 20 minutes away from my house. And I have three friends that work for Snoop. Laugh out loud. You know what? And I bet you, I would hope that he treats, at least the people that, I hope they treat their people well. He seems like he would. He seemed like he'd be chill, man. And just be like, dope. You do your job, get it done. And that's all that matters. And that's a good boss. Anyway, if you guys have the grocery store Aldi, the first time I went, one was about when I went back to my mom's memorial in California. They had an Aldi there. My friend, she took me. Well, do you have, Annie, do you have any in Arizona? I don't know if anybody has anyone, but they have these new marshmallows for Easter. And they're bunnies and little baby chicks, but they're not. And I was like, when the line caught me because it says the internet can't unsee Aldi's NSFW Easter marshmallows. And I didn't know what the heck NSFW, and that means not safe for work. And it's because the chickens, the little chickens in the bags, they look like little penises. They look like little teeny marshmallow penises when they're turned just the right way. It looks like there's little bunnies and little penises in this bag. So it's pretty funny. I don't know how they didn't catch that, but yeah, so that's, I'm at Aldi's. I wish we had some, because I just go buy them just to get them, because they're just, it made me laugh. It made me smile. I thought, what are they looking at? And then I turned the picture and I was like, oh, I see it now. It's a little wee wee. Yep. And in little spring colors. Yeah. That can melt in your hot chocolate. Oh my gosh. So anyway, yeah, if you have an Aldi's, you can go get some of those marshmallows and have them while they last. And then Krispy Kreme's is going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And do you want to know, they get the marshmallow cream. Oh no. Oh, that was a good one, VP. So Krispy Kreme, they are celebrating St. Patrick's Day just like they do every other holiday. And they're going to have some green donuts, golden cookies and cream. Oh my gosh, I can't stop looking at that now. Golden crispy cookies and cream donut with Krispy Kreme, described as a golden cream filled donut shell dipped in white icing and covered in gold cookie pieces and a gold sprinkle blend. And then the next one is a hat of gold donut, which is a chocolate ice donut decorated with different shades of green icing and a plaid pattern with a leprechaun hat sugar piece on top. And then the golden sprinkled donut is the original glazed donut with light green frosting and St. Patrick's Day sprinkles. And the last one is a rainbow cream filled donut, which Krispy Kreme describes as an unglazed shell with white cream, more cream, BP, topped with the green icing and decorated with a rainbow sugar piece, vanilla buttercream, and gold coin sprinkles. Wow! Oh my gosh. So if you want to get your sugar on and celebrate St. Patrick's Day, go ahead and go to Krispy Kreme's. By the way, I tried to find this morning, the Fananigans that they had on the radio station was just freaking hilarious, but they haven't posted it yet because it was a brand new one. It has to do with St. Patty's Day. Oh my gosh, I can't wait till they post it because I was laughing so hard. It was so funny. So yeah, they're going out. Yep, all kinds of donuts. So, but talking about food again, more... But then, I don't know, you guys tell me if you would, the first one, I don't think I would try at all. It is Van Leeuwen's is an ice cream, and it's ranch flavored ice cream. And the brand is Van Leeuwen's, and its latest Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream flavor is not for the faint of heart, it says. And I don't know what if I try it. They said in celebration of National Ranch Day, Van Leeuwen Ice Cream and Hidden Valley Ranch have teamed up to create a limited ranch ice cream that is slated to hit Walmart shelves on March 20th. So you got to wait till the 20th, you guys. The special edition salad dressing flavor was announced via Van Leeuwen's Instagram with the caption reading, you're going to need to make some freezer space for this one. Ugh, no, I don't think so. I think that sounds so gross. It just doesn't even sound good at all. But that's March 20th, you guys, Walmart. Now, the next one is a mushroom flavored ice cream. Now, before you say no, I was like, ooh, gross right away. But then the more I started reading it, and why is it not coming up? It's not coming up. The more I started reading it, I understand a little bit. Like the mushroom, what they're doing is the like I use this mushroom. It's not really a creamer. It's all these different mushrooms. It's by Lards. It's a super organic mushroom blend. And I put it in my coffee and it has chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane, and maitake, I think that's how you say it. And then I put another creamer in there. If I didn't put the other creamer in there, I tell you guys, it would taste like dirt, because that's what it tastes like. I put it in my coffee and I tasted it and it tastes kind of like dirt. But as long as you have like I put other creamer in there, I can't taste it. And it's very, those mushrooms are very good for you. They're really good for your energy and your body and cleansing and all kinds of different stuff. So they're taking those exact same mushrooms from this other company. And the ice cream company is called Salt and Straw. And they even send it to you through the mail. I don't know how they do it, but they're able to do that. And they always come up with these different weird flavors. So they've teamed up with this company that makes the mushroom coffee and tea. And then they put it together with like raspberry or all these different kinds. So I don't think that the people that said that they tasted it, they really didn't taste the mushroom flavor at all. And they didn't say it tasted like dirt. So I'm guessing it tastes okay. So I don't know. Out of both of them, out of the ranch and the mushroom, I would try the mushroom one for sure before I would try the ranch. The ranch just sounds so gross. Welcome, PBG. Good to see you. I don't know. Just like, I can't see myself eating a bowl of ranch, just sitting there eating a bowl of ranch. You know what I mean? So I don't know why I would think I would just sit there and eat a bowl of ranch ice cream. I don't know. Or mix them together. I don't know, BP. You know what? We'll give it to BP. He'll try anything. We'll give you both the ice creams and have you try them together. I don't know. But if you do want to try large superfood organic mushroom blend in your coffee, it's really good. And your tea, you put in your tea too. They're both really good. Yeah, BP, he'll eat anything. Who was that? Was it Mikey? I think it's Mikey. Mikey, he'll eat anything. I know the ranch does sound disgusting. All right, so I'm gonna bring up this other. Like I said, they didn't have the St. Patrick's Funny Day funny phone call, but this one's pretty funny. And I have time to play it. So I just can't believe it. So there, I think it explains, hopefully it explains everything.
Every time you left this at a bar.
I mean, how many times do you walk into a bar and you're like, my eyeball, I left my eyeball again. Okay. Amanda manages a bar in downtown Denver. Her kitchen staff set her up for this. Oh, so God. I am going to call and pretend I left my glass eye at her bar. But the kicker with this is I'm going to convince her that there's new technology in it. And when I log in, I can see.
Yes, so BP, you would have to boast pictures.
Do you think this technology exists? Because
that would be awesome. I would really like a video to see your facial expression while eating those two.
I was at a bar last night.
Denver, this is Amanda.
Girl, I was at your bar last night with my girlfriends for happy hour, and I think I left something in your bar.
Okay. What did you leave here? I'll take a look.
All right. Well, it was on the bar, and my glass eye fell out.
Oh my God, an eyeball?
I put it in a glass of water so it didn't dry out. And when I went to the bathroom, it took me a while because I couldn't really see that well. And when I came back, the bartender dumped it out and I totally forgot because we were drinking Chardonnay. And so I lost my glass eye somewhere.
For real?
Oh my God, my head is pounding this morning. Yeah, for real. I left your bar without it.
Oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Can you look for me?
So you think someone dumped it?
Yeah, I think your bartender dumped my eye.
Okay. I don't know. Let me check. I'm going to check like the traps at the, you know, the sink.
Oh, like the sink? Yeah. See if I'm in your sink.
Okay. We're just sort of pulling stuff together now.
I could still be in the glass. I don't know. Do you guys do dishes every night?
We do. Okay. We do.
And I'm not in the glass, so I'm thinking probably the sink or the dishwasher.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm, hang on.
We're really nice here in Denver most of the time.
I don't know
time.
If it helps, but it's a brown eye.
Oh my God.
Do you see me?
No, I'm not seeing.
I have to find it. It's really expensive too. I've got new technology in it where you could actually log in digitally and I can see through it, but I think like the battery is dead, or I think, I don't know if the water I put it in shorted it out. But I'm trying to log into my eye because then I'll be able to like help you out because I can see.
Yeah, that would help because I'm on your knees now and I'm not seeing.
It's not in the sink. I'm not in the sink. Hold on. I keep getting like, I keep trying to log on. Oh, wait, no, I'm connecting. Hold on. Oh, I am connecting.
Oh,
girl, this is going to be a huge help. No, I'm connecting. Oh, I can see it. I can see.
Okay. Where?
Hold on.
Where is it going?
All I see is wood and like a little, some dirt. Oh, I'm on the floor. Amanda, I'm on the floor. Girl, I gotta stop yelling. My head is pounding. Jesus,
can you see anything else? Like, is there like a stool or something nearby?
I think it's a bar stool. I think I'm looking at a bar stool. Could you just do me a favor and walk past all the bar stools that you have?
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing that now.
I just saw you. Can you walk backwards? Just wait. Go slow.
Yeah. Slow. I just did.
Slow. Okay, stop. Wait, go forward.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Stop. And stop. Turn around.
All right, so it's here?
Turn around. Okay, now look down.
I don't see anything.
Well, I see you.
Okay, let me get down here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Amanda, I am looking right at you.
Okay, but I don't see it, so I'm trying to find it.
Can you just, can you move the bar stools maybe just a little bit and see if I kind of roll out?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Just like get on your knees and like give me a strong blow and make, I know you can get me to wiggle.
Okay. I don't think that's going to do it.
I know. Right, Hanny?
There's nothing here. Not that hard.
I'm so sorry. No, you're going to dry me out if you blow that
terrible,
hard.
Terrible, but I'm so, what?
To dry me out if you blow that hard. Like, just give it a little bit of a blow.
No, but I don't really see it. What I'm telling you is I'm on the floor. I've moved all the bar stools. Like, there's nothing right here. So I can't tell.
I am looking right at you. Amanda, look at me.
I don't know what.
Look at me.
Maybe you should just come. You should just come down here.
I can't. You should just come. I can't see very well.
Well, okay. But you have one eye, so...
they won't let me drive with just the one. You gotta find it.
I don't... I'm so sorry.
Amanda, just look at me,
terrible.
Please.
I really apologize, and I feel for you. But yeah. I don't see it. I really looked for it, and so... I really don't see it.
I'll come down. Actually, I'll come down. I'd love to introduce myself. Amanda, we're both looking right at you, actually. This is Tracy and Fizz from KYGO. Welcome to Phonanigans.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, what is happening right now? What? You guys are from this is the radio. I'm on the radio right now, right?
You are.
Oh, my God. You have two eyes. This is not. Oh, my God.
I have two eyes.
Oh, man. They're pretty funny, and I get to listen to that in the morning. I can't wait till they post the one about St. Patrick's Day. There was another one with this girl who went and got trimmed because she was going to Cancun for spring break. Oh my gosh. They didn't post that one. And I don't know if the girl got really, because she sounded like she got really pissed. And that one hasn't posted. And that one was really good too. So, oh, they're so funny. They make me laugh. They make me smile in the morning. But hopefully the one for St. Patrick's Day will be posted next week so I can play it. But yeah, that's the little phonanigans. And if you like stuff like that, and I've been BP, and the very first time actually I went into that show was for Hanny J's birthday, and it's the Joe Antonio show. And I believe Hanny said it's the same days as me, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I just get messed up with the time, but they do that too. But they're more, they're funny, very funny and adult themed. It's at night. So it's, you know, if you have little angel ears and you're going to get offended, please don't. It's just all about having fun. So, yeah, go into their show. They're very, very, he sounds like he should be on the radio. So yeah, they're on every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And, Tuttles is on there too sometimes. And then Aaron and Hanny J's always on there. She's on there too. So fun show. And I like going in there and listening to them. That's one that I tried to go into now since they told me on Valentine's Day when I played one that he also does that. So yeah, it's a good show. Check them out. All right. So we're getting close to music, and I think I'm just going to get into the Motown. And, you know, I tried, since it's the Motown that I played when I first, you know, over, I don't know, 6 months ago, some of them, I'm going to tell you like the charting history and try to give you a little bit of history that you don't already know from me talking about it in the past. And then just play some Motown, because who can get sick of hearing Motown, right? All right, so we're going to start with the Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman. It is the debut single by the Marvelettes, notable as the first Motown song to reach the number one position in the Billboard Hot 100 pop singles chart. The single achieved this position in late 1961. It hit number one on the R&B chart as well. And the Carpenters also covered this song. And I wanted to play a little bit of both because I didn't ever remember them doing this one. So first we're going to do, here's the Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman. You're welcome. Oh, and BP, thank you for putting the time in there.
There must be some word to pay from my boyfriend so far away. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter for me. I'm standing here waiting, Mr. Postman, so oh, so patiently. Oh, just a card, just a letter. Say it is returning home to me, please, Mr. Postman. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. All right, so that is the Marvelettes with Please Mr. Postman. Now I'm going to play the Carpenters version of Please Mr. Postman. Man, I love her voice. Have a good day, Ryan. Talk to you later. Amazing, amazing voice.
There must be some words today from my boyfriend so far away. Please, just a postman looking to see if there's a letter for me. I've been standing here waiting, Mr. Postman, so patiently for just a call, just a letter. Saying he's returning home to me, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman.
Welcome, HC. Signal, welcome. We're going over a little Motown today. Thank you, Bam Bam. So that's the Carpenters rendition of Please, Mr. Postman. I like it. But again, I'm biased. I love the Carpenters. But I do like that one. I don't remember ever hearing it growing up. All right, we're going to move on to Marvin Gaye. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It's a song written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for Motown Records in 1966. The first recording of the song to be released was produced by Whitfield for Gladys Knight and the Pips. Marvin Gaye's version is the second known recording. The session featuring Gaye led to an argument between the producer and singer. Whitfield wanted Gaye to perform the song in a higher key than his normal range. The mixture of Gaye's raspy vocals and the Andette's sweeter harmonies made Whitfield confident that he'd had a hit. However, despite approval from Motown's quality control department, Gordy blocked it from being released, but it came out anyway. Here's Marvin Gaye with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That Berry Gordy, man, he was like, Hi, Trevecca, welcome. Good to see you. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
I'm sure the best to make me do with some other guy you knew before. He took me to love a sky, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say. When I found my best days, walking over the
grapevine. No, actually, the plans have changed. And we're actually moving to another state. Welcome, NGKWYSNU. Good to have you. But we have to go back there and visit Nana.
Cause you mean that much to me. You could have told me yourself that you love someone else. That's better through the grapevine. Not much more would you be mine.
Yeah, CCR does do this song too, BP. Thank you. And their version is really good too. Oh, is it, meow, meow. Incognito. That is Marvin Gaye with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. All right, we're going to move on to I Want You Back. It is the first national single by the Jackson 5, originally considered for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and later Diana Ross as I Wanna Be Free, I Want You Back explores the theme of a lover who decides that he is too hasty in dropping his partner. An unusual aspect about I Want You Back was that its main lead vocal was performed by a tween, Michael Jackson. It was released on Motown on October 6, 1969. It went to number one on the Soul Singles chart for 4 weeks and was ranked 104 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. So here is the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back. Man, I used to love him. Oh, thank you, BP. California reasons. I remember that. And now I bet you they couldn't play that commercial because it's racist in some way. So that is the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back off the album of Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5. Yeah, they'd be calling those little racist raisins up there for some reason. They'd be all upset. Yeah, I know. All right, so thank you, BP. Sent me the Creedence Clearwater Revival of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. So let me make sure. I thought I turned everything. Yeah, they had like little stuffed raisins you could buy. Well, they weren't little, you know, they like little doll raisins. I remember. Maybe it was a California thing. I don't know. This rendition too. You're right, Hanny J. They were cool before M&M's, and now M&M's has gotten all politically correct. It's crazy. With a hurdy through the grapevine. Thank you so much, BP. I appreciate you. Yeah, I really like that one too. Yeah, they did. They had bendable arms. Like, I remember they had like muscle, like Russell guys, little action figures at that time too. And these little raisins did the same things. Like their arms, you can bend them up in the air or out, like doing the YMCA. Yeah, they were all bendable. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I am so grateful for BP. See, I used the word of the day. All right. So next is Dancing in the Streets. Is a song written by Marvin Gaye, William Mickey Stevenson, and Ivy Joe Hunter. It first became popular in 1964 when recorded by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, which version went to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and peaked at number 4 on the UK singles chart. It is one of Motown's signature songs and its group's premier signature song. The song highlights the concept of having a good time in whatever city the listener is lives in. It was covered by the Mamas and the Papas, which I was interested too. So I'm going to play both of those. And it's also been done by Van Halen, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, and a whole bunch of other people. But I didn't hear the Mama and the Papa one, so I'm going to play both of them. First, here is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Streets. And just once you get your booty shaking, Big Petey got your legs showing today. Yes, he is awesome. Yes, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, yep. So that is Martha and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Streets. So I'm going to play a little bit of the Mama and the Papas Dancing in the Street. Tell me what you think. I wasn't sure about this one. I mean, it's got that beat. I love that beat, that funky little, like, shake your booty and your little mini skirt. Welcome, BMCTIFTY. The original one, but still very good. Dancing in the Streets, Mama and the Papas, their rendition. This is off the greatest hits, Mamas and the Papas. I like it. I like it. All right. The next one is Superstition. Superstition is a song by American singer, songwriter Stevie Wonder. The lyrics describe popular superstitions and their negative effects. Superstition reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in January 1973 and on the Soul Singles Chart. It was Wonder's first number one single since Fingertips Part 2 in 63. Rolling Stone ranked it number 74 on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here is Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Thank you, Lizzie. Superstition. Is awesome. All that old, I don't know, it's so different than the music today. Yeah, you can dance and get up and have a good time, but nothing like the writing and stuff. It's so different. It's different than it used to be. Stop this one here, Stevie Wonder with Superstition, and this is off the album Talking Book in 1972, because I got another one BB just sent me, and a remake, and it's by Phil X and the Drills, and it's their version of Superstition. Never heard this one before, so let's listen. Let's give it a listen.
I won't.
Rock and roll. And DP, he's wearing a Death Wish coffee t-shirt. That's the coffee you drink, isn't it? That's too funny. I do like this a lot. It's rocking. I like that a lot. That's really good. And that is Phil X and the Drills, their version of Superstition. Dang, thank you so much. I've never ever heard of them before. And I thank you, Lizzie. I really like them a lot. I'm going to look them up. Thank you. Phil X and the Drills. They're really, hi, crazy lady. They're really good. Thank you for turning us on to that. I would have never known, but there you go. All right, so we're going to move on to, let me get back to this list over here. The Four Tops with Reach Out and I'll Be There. It was written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland, Dozier & Holland. The song is one of the most widely known Motown hits of the 60s and is today considered the Four Tops' signature song. Rolling Stones later ranked Reach Out number 206 on that list of 500 greatest songs of all time. So here is the Four Tops with Reach Out and I'll Be There. Safe out there, crazy world. Watch your back, baby. Be careful. So that is the Four Tops with Reach Out and I'll Be There. We're going to move on to It's a Shame. It's a Shame is a song co-written by Stevie Wonder, Sarit Wright, who was his wife at one time, and Lee Garrett, and produced by Wonder as the single for the Spinners. The song, which is about a man who complains about a lover's messing around on him, became a huge hit for the group, reaching number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the R&B singles chart, making it one of the biggest hits to date. The song was the first song Wonder produced for the act other than himself. So here's the Spinners with It's a Shame. I love the music in this. Oh, thanks, BP.
Oh, there it is. It's a shame.
I just got it. Thanks, BP. I'll do it next. It's a shame. No problem, crazy lady.
And then you throw it away.
It's a shame. The way you mess around with me. It's a shame. The way you love me. It's a shame. The way you mess around with me.
That is It's a Shame by the Spinners off the album Second Time Around in 1970. Yes, and we're going to move on to another one. BP found a rendition of the song prior, Reach Out and I'll Be There. This is the Jaded Hearts Club. Let's see if it comes up. I agree sometimes, crazy lady. They can't find the mustard if it's in the refrigerator right in front of their face. Where is it at? It's right there. Ooh, I like this one too. Never heard of these guys either. I really like them. Yeah, this is the Jaded Hearts Club. I really like them a lot. I like these rock bands that are do their rendition of it. So yeah, that's Jaded Hearts Club and with their rendition of Reach Out and I'll Be There. And it just said I got something else from you, but it's not showing it. It just shows, did you send me something else? Because it's not, something else popped up, but it's not showing the video. All right, maybe it'll come up. Oh, all right. Good, because I'm like, I heard something, but it's not showing it. All right, yeah, that's really good. I like them. I'm going to check them out too. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to move on to the next song, and that is Shotgun. Shotgun is a song written by Junior Walker and recorded with his group, The All-Stars. Called A Dance Tune, it was produced by Berry Gordy Jr. and Lawrence Horn. Gordy's Soul Records and Motown's Records subsidiary issued it as a single in 1965. It reached number one on the U.S. R&B singles chart for four non-consecutive weeks and peaked number four on the Billboard Hot 100. In Canada, it reached number 26. So here is Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Shotgun. T-A-L. Thank you, Bam Bam. Shoot him before he runs now. That's Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Do the jerk now. All right. We're going to move on to Baby Love. Oh, my gosh. I remember playing my mom's 45 of this song in the garage over and over and over again. Baby Love was written and produced by Motown's main production team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland and was released on September 17, 1964. It was nominated for the 1965 Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording, losing to Nancy Wilson's How Glad I Am. It is considered one of the most popular songs of the 20th century. Baby Love was ranked number 324 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Here's the Supremes with Baby Love. Sing it, Hanny!
Break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, instead of kissing and making up, I'm gonna throw our love away.
Bye, Timmy. Thank you so much for coming back. By the Supremes, off the album Where Did Our Love Go from 1964. Don't throw our love away. All right, we're going to move on to Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And it is the song originally performed by Motown recording act The Undisputed Truth in 1972, though it became a much better known after the Grammy Award winning cover by The Temptations. Fiction arose during the recording of Papa Was a Rolling Stone for a number of reasons. The Temptations did not like the fact that Whitfield's instruments had been getting more emphasis than the vocals on the songs at the time. And that was, they had pressed Whitfield to get him to produce ballads for the group. Whitfield forced Edwards to re-record his parts dozens of times until he finally got really angry because I guess he wanted him to have a bitter grumble that he desired out of the usually fiery tone Edwards. The full-length album version was ranked number 169 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. So here's The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Hi, Lunar Lena. I hope you and baby are well and family. I'm Welcome to SDCPQHC. Now, this one has a long intro. BP has all the remixes. Thank you, BP. I'm going to have to cut this one off in the beginning just to pay the next one. But I love the music. It's just, there we go.
That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us alone.
All right, so I'm gonna Temptations. I'm closing you out right now because we're gonna play. Is it Cactus? Cactus. Let's see. We're gonna play Cactus in their version. The Papa was a Rolling Stone. Thank you, VP. Thank you, Hanny. Hey, say what? Good to see you. All right, so that is Papa was a Rolling Stone. By the group Cactus off the album Tightrope. And again, I like it. It's rocking. I like these bands that are kind of rock bands, it seems like, and they do their rendition and they kept the horns and everything in it. I love it. That was good. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move on to Easy by the Commodores. Easy was written by the group's member, Lionel Richie. The song is a slow ballad expressing a man's feelings as a relationship ends. Rather than being depressed about the breakup, he states that instead he's easy like a Sunday morning. The single, this made it on the Billboard Hot Soul Singles chart and number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. The success of Easy paved the way for similar Lionel Richie composed hit ballads. So we'll slow it down a little bit of Easy by the Commodores. I remember like junior high dances. This was like one of the last ones they would play. And you'd be like, is he gonna pick me? Is he gonna pick me? Let's dance.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I've been stolen up on love. Yeah. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
Was that a rockin' one too? Oh, I just got it. All right, now I can't wait to hear this one. Oh, Lionel, I love you, but I'm going to turn you down a little bit so we can play this remake. All right, that's the Commodores. Easy. Now, BP with the remakes. He's, let's see. This is Faith No More. Let's see.
But I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone on the barrel. I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. So I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things I do alright. I wanna be free.
Just me. All right, that is Faith No More with their rendition of Easy and some very ugly looking women. They weren't really men. They're men. I'm thinking it's the band. They're dressed up. They're dressing up as women. And they don't do a very good job. Anyway, we're going to move on. Where am I at on my list right now? We're going to go Going to the Go-Go. How's that? By the Miracles. Smokey Robinson, who is the member of the Miracles, wrote this song. He could write some very deep and heart-wrenching songs, but was also capable of some lighter, fun tune ones like this one. It ranked number 271 on the Rolling Stones magazine list of 500 greatest albums of all time. So here is the Miracles with Going to a Go-Go. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Girl,
Falcon Y, CZ. The Miracles with Going to a Go-Go off the album Going to a Go-Go 1965. And BP, you're so funny. He has the Rolling Stones with Going to a Go-Go. Let's listen. Thank you, Lunarina. I hope your little guys start feeling better. It's no wonder he's so skinny, Mick Jagger, man. He just runs all around that stage nonstop. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, VP. Moves like Jagger, man. He's because it's showing a video that he sent me, and man, he just doesn't stop moving. This guy, even backstage, he's moving. So that was the Rolling Stones with their version of Going to a Go-Go. Turn off now. All right. Well, gosh, thank you, BP, for all of those renditions. I love them. So I appreciate it. That was very helpful. So now it's already that time again, guys. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world, it's going to try every single day to not let you smile, but keep smiling. However hard it is, keep smiling. Know that you can come here anytime. And I know that my chat is full of people that are always there that can be there for you. So love one another, be kind to one another. And I will see you guys. Yeah, have gratitude too, people. See you around PodMe. Thank you, Bam Bam, for the song. Thank you, BP, for the song. I appreciate you guys so, so very much. Little baby, little better. Have a good day, you guys. Love you. Bye. Oh, and tune in to hear Danny J. on Joanne Turner's show tonight at 7:30, I believe. 7.